Reporters rarely rank highly when the public are asked for their opinion of them. This week hasn't helped their cause. The popular press was in the dock. The charge sheet was long. It was the illegal interception of voicemail messages on the phone of Millie Dowler which brought down the News of the World and which gave birth to this inquiry. The murdered teenager's mobile was both hacked and messages from her full mailbox were deleted. This gave her mother, Sally, false hope.
I rang her phone.
Yes.
And it clicked through onto her voicemail, so I heard her voice.
Yes.
And I was... It was just like... She's picked up her voicemails, Bob. She's alive. And I was just... It was then, really. When we were told about the hacking, that is the first thing I thought.
Yes. Mm.
The tabloid is no more. Those words, though, will reverberate for its publisher, News International. Other proprietors couldn't just watch from the sidelines. Mud was slung in their direction. Hugh, John, Mungo Grant had the Mail on Sunday in his sights. The actor maintained a completely untrue story they published must have been as a result of phone hacking.
I cannot for the life of me think of any conceivable source for this story in the Mail on Sunday except those voice messages on my mobile telephone.
Frankly, it's a piece of speculation on your part, isn't it, in relation to this?
Yeah, speculation, OK, but I would love to hear what the Daily Mail's or the Sunday Mail's explanation for that article was, what their source was, if it wasn't phone hacking.
Outside the courtroom, the Mail accused Grant of mendacious smears driven by his hatred of the media. Back inside the hearing the next day, his barrister said this was less a right of reply, more a right of attack. The power of newspapers and their ruthless ability to target those in the public eye was a recurring theme. J.K. Rowling's plea was for privacy for her children. The creator of Harry Potter said she couldn't put an invisibility cloak over herself. On occasions, she must have been tempted.
Again, this doesn't apply to the whole of the press, but the attitude seems to be utterly cavalier. Indifference. What does it matter? You're famous. You're asking for it.
Time and again, the words violation, intimidation and bullying peppered people's testimony. When Sienna Miller's phone and emails were hacked, she accused her family and her friends of leaking stories. And before the actress took out a court order, she was pursued by the paparazzi wherever she went.
You know, I would often find myself, I was 21, at midnight running down a dark street on my own with 10 big men chasing me. And the fact that they had cameras in their hand meant that that was legal. But if you take away the cameras, what have you got? You've got a pack of men chasing a woman, and obviously that's a very intimidating situation to be in.
Sienna Miller chose a career which brings with it exposure. Kate and Jerry McCann didn't. It was inflicted on them when their daughter went missing. At first it helped as they searched for Madeline. It quickly got in the way. They were viewed as suspects. Speculation was reported as fact. The private became public, including Kate's very personal diary, which was printed in the News of the World.
I felt totally violated. You know, I'd written these words and thoughts at the most desperate time in my life. I mean, most people won't have to experience that. And it was my only way of communicating with Madeline. And for me, you know, there was absolutely no respect shown for me as a grieving mother or as a human being, or for my daughter. And it made me feel very vulnerable and small.
Her treatment will resonate with a public which continues to buy the papers which printed the stories which inflicted such pain. Soon, reporters and editors will have their say. The victims will hope they'll be held to account.